What's up, everybody? This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, your host of Mr. Gentleman, like the podcast. And this week's sponsorship is from Newsly. Newsly is an all-in-one audio super app for iOS and Android. It picks up web articles about the most trending topics on the web at any given moment and read them to you in a natural human voice. For the first time in ever on the internet, the entire web becomes listenable, all in one place. Browse articles from topics you choose, start playing, start scrolling, and start listening. You can follow any topics as you specifically and you like, from sports, science, to Bitcoin, even to the Kardashians. It will find you on the latest article and you read them to you out loud. And they have podcasts as well. Explore trending podcasts from over 50 countries. Our podcast, Mr. Gentleman, like the podcast, is on there as well. Yes, it is. Shout out to Newsly for that. I thought using it as my default podcast app. Download and use Newsly for free from www.newsly.me or from the link in the description. Use the promo code Mr. Gentleman that I will also put in the description and receive 1 month free premium subscription. So you already know, y'all, download Newsly now. Check it out. Support them, y'all. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, your host of Mr. Gentleman, like that podcast, and enjoy the show. You are now listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Season 6. True! Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, 1/4 of the Premier Boys Podcast, and your host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And welcome to another new episode of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Hope all is well. And at this time, I got my special guest. She is an entrepreneur. She has a business called Magic National Beauty. She also does music. And we're going to talk to her about her life journey, her business, and many more. And y'all already know what to do. Sit back, relax, and I'll be right back.
Hi, this is Marsha, and you're listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. And at this time, I will be giving y'all the gentleman facts quote of the day. And today's quote of the day is, when things do not work out, change the plan, not the vision. And what I mean by that is sometimes your plans don't always work out. And sometimes it does fall apart. But that doesn't mean that you change the vision. You just have to change the plan to get to the vision. So remember, when things don't work out, don't change the plan, don't change the vision. And that is today, Mr. Gentleman Facts, quote of the day. Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, and I am the host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And this commercial break is brought to you by Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. On Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, we interview many guests about their life journey, pretty much where they come from and where they at now. Also promoting their brands or whatever they're doing at the time they come on the show. We also have the host talk about personal stories about himself and everything that he's been through. And also we have fun conversation about anything music, anything old school, relationships, wrestling, and many more. And y'all can tune in to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast every Sundays at 12 a.m. We are also on every Thursdays at 12 a.m. for Spin-Off Series Thursdays, where we have all of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Spin-Off Series all in one day, where we have a conversation about music podcasts every first Thursday at 12 a.m. The Old School Show with myself and the star Roddy Rod every fourth Thursday at 12 a.m. And we have Date Night Talk Podcast with myself and Miss Vanna B every second and third Thursday at 12 a.m. And y'all can tune in to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Pods, and many more. Or y'all can check it out on the official website of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, www.realmrgentlemanlifestylepodcast.com, www.realmrgentlemanlifestylepodcast.com. And tune in every Sundays and Thursdays at 12 a.m. for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Thank y'all for tuning in to this commercial break of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Back to your regularly scheduled program. Cheer!
My name is Lexi London, and you are listening to Mr. Gentleman's Lifestyle Podcast. Jill!
Yes, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. And at this time, I got my special guest. She is an entrepreneur. She got a business called Magic National Beauty. She also does music. We got Miss Lexi London in the building. Lexi, how are you doing?
Hi, Ken. I'm all right. Thank you for having me.
Yes, yeah. I know this has supposed to happen a long time ago, but happy that we finally can make this happen.
No problem.
But we'll start off with, where are you from?
I am from Red Hook, Brooklyn. I call it a small town, but people just say where our key is at. I'm from Red Hook.
Okay, nice. So how would you describe yourself with three words?
Ambitious, focused, multi-talented.
Yeah, facts. That's good choices. What is one talent that you have but nobody knows about?
What is something I have, a talent that nobody has? It's a lot. But one that I can think of right now is that I really can sing well, and I could match people's voices. Like, I'm good at impersonating other people's voices too.
Oh, really? Okay, that sounds interesting.
I think so.
That's really dope. That's really dope. So now we're gonna get into your life journey. So how was you growing up?
As a small child, I wasn't the best listener, and if people were seeing me now, they'd probably be shocked that I'm so like preserved and graceful now, because I used to be a child that was kind of all over the place. I used to do what I want. and I think it shocked people. Like, my friend's mother asked me, "You finished college?" I was like, "Yeah." They'd be shocked because of how I used to be a very playful child who did what I want when I wanted. And no one could tell me. I used to be in Park Slope at like 6 years old. Just like, yeah, I'm at the park, but I'm in Park Slope hanging out with the nice
Crazy, but that's dope. But how all that you've been through made you the person that you are today?
Oh, so everything I've been through made me stronger, more resilient, and I had a pretty rocky life, but I feel like it helped me. Now you can hit me with anything, and I can pretty much handle it. Even though I don't want to, but I can. So I think just be, it made me strong, it made me resilient, it made me be able to just go with the change of flow.
Okay, nice, nice. So now you know that you are an entrepreneur. So I want to know, what inspired you to become an entrepreneur and what made you want to go that route?
Oh, so many things inspired me to be an entrepreneur. First, just looking around my neighborhood and seeing like the lack of Black entrepreneurs. And then the second, my aunt always had her own business. She never worked for anyone. And she grew up as my secondary parent. So I loved that lifestyle she had. She would just be like, I don't feel like going, I'm not doing it today. And she would just take vacations. And she was such, she worked 24 hours a day, but she was reaped the benefits of her reward. Like she was able to do whatever she wanted. And I think at the time she was doing stuff that only men could do, because she was born like 1944.
Oh,
so
wow.
Even to this day, she's still very much independent. She has her own money, and I aspire to be like that. So she was my baseline, but I want to be better. But that's the example I had to see. Like, okay, I could do this.
Now that's really dope. Yeah, you know, I try to do the same thing beyond the entrepreneurial life, because we all don't want to work for somebody our whole life. So
exactly, and it's like, when do we start building our own like empires for our people?
Exactly. And do all we can to help others, because that's the purpose, you know?
Especially our people, because everybody else got somebody a little, you know? If you look at New York City, there's a Chinatown, there's Little Italy, there's Bensonhurst, but where's like Black Town? Like, where do you go to see all Black culture? It used to be Harlem, but that's different now. It's a different place.
That's a fact. It also was like Wall Street back in the day, but we're not gonna get to that.
Yeah. All our stuff is so scattered.
So you had a business called Magic Destiny of Beauty. How did that come together?
Well, Magic is my first nickname. You know when you're a child and you think of a nickname? I thought of Magic. So that was my name from like 8 to like 15 until I made Lexi London. But Magic was my first nickname. And then one time I was looking at my aunt's phone and it said Magic. I'm like, wow, my name is Lexi London, lady. She's like, you'll always be Magic to me. So it just kind of stuck with me, with her, and it means something more to me. So then the Magic Natural Beauty, I just put the Magic Natural Beauty. I don't know why. It's just like my aunt always said, like, you're naturally beautiful. You don't have to try so hard. Take care of what you have so you don't have to put all the extras on. So, and then one time I had a rash. I told you this story before.
Yeah.
I went to a dermatologist, Park Slope, some fat Jewish man who looked like Santa Claus. He just sat there and mixed creams up, and he just gave me something, and it worked. And when I went back for the follow-up, I was like, it was shea butters and oils, and I'm just like, it was no medicine. He gave me like a natural white jar. He mixed it. He sat there. He passed it to me, and it healed me. Ever since then, couldn't tell me nothing. I started going to the library because we didn't have a computer, searching on AOL, like, natural remedies. That sound like body scrubs, shea butters. And back in the day, I don't know if people were from New York, but the African man downtown used to sell little shea butters $5. I started taking those to my house, melting them, and then I saw my friends started seeing like my skin is clear. And then from there, it's just like they started begging me for this stuff. Like, I'll pay you, because it got to the point where I was like, "You're doing. I'm busy. I have a real job. I can't be sitting here making scrubs and come on." And then my friend said she'll pay me, and that. Ding! And then I started doing like pop-up shops. My business started first offline and by word of mouth. And then now I have like a website, I have the social media, so it's changed so fast.
And
people always ask me about my skin, like, what are you using? What are you using? What are you using? And I used to be shy to tell people, because it used to feel like, sometimes self-promotion can feel like self-centeredness to me.
Yeah.
So I struggle with the balance, because I don't want people to think like, I'm so into myself. But my friend was like, girl, push past that self stuff. Stop being scared. And I started, and that's how Magic Natural Beauty was born. It continues to grow.
And I'm not gonna hold you. I do know that your skin is really clear. And I like, yeah, I gotta get this myself. So I'm gonna get some, I got you, I wanna support you. But let my listeners know, where can they get this product? Where do they get your business and stuff?
You could go to magicnaturalbeauty.com. Or you can go to my TikTok, is Magic in Beauty, or my Instagram, Magic Natural Beauty, or my Facebook. And all those things have linked to the shop. Even my personal Instagram, at Lexi London, on TikTok, everywhere. That's my name everywhere, even on YouTube. You can go there, it's a link to Magic. It, everywhere is connected.
Nice. So before we continue, how did we meet? Let's carry on. How did we continue?
BlackBerry Messenger. Exactly. We met during a time when it was still kind of innocent in the world. Like, I don't think that would happen today. We met through the BlackBerry Messenger app. And it started like a group, I think, of Brooklyn people just adding people. And then I somehow got added to you, Roddy, the tall boy with the hair that married the girl in Vegas. And then one day Roddy invited us to his birthday party. I think, what, Dad, we're old now. I think it was like his 25th birthday.
Yeah, 25th.
Wow. That was like 10 years ago.
That's a fact. Yeah, I'm like, oh snap, what? Yeah. Serena do we have?
And we showed up. Me and my friend showed up. It was so hard to get to because we didn't have cars then, and it was no Uber. So we just found a delivery cab. He took us there, and then your friend drove us back. It's like, I think the train. I just remember your friends. We all got in all these cars, and we got back somehow.
I don't want to tell my germs. Yeah, germs drove. Yeah, I remember. But yeah, that's a long time ago. You know, of course, shout out to the Star Rider Rod.
I still have the picture. It's a picture took with me, you, Roddy. I don't know the other two guys' name, but it pops up all the time. It was like 10 years ago today on Facebook, and it's just
Germs. Yeah, I got the picture too. Yeah,
that's the first time I met all you guys. But I used to see Roddy all the time on the train. I think he lives on the 3 line, and I used to take the 3 to work, and he used to be working at Atlantic.
I used to
see him with his uniform, and he's just stares at me like, like, I just be like, hi. And I think the stop I worked at is his where he lived. So he would get off. I think Saratoga I used to get off, and he would get off too.
So
I would see him every morning, but it was always the opposite way, or he's going home from work and I'm going to work.
Yeah, but you know,
I think he worked overnight. Shout out to Roddy,
Shout out to the bro Roddy. So, you know, look for the look of the background, you are an educator.
Yeah.
So let me know, what made you get into that?
It just happened, Kim. In my life, people will be shocked that I'm successful because I didn't look like the person that would be successful. But when I'm good at seeing a chance. Like, if I see a chance, I always take it. And that's how I got here, because I didn't want to be a teacher. I went to college to be a lawyer. Mm-hmm. And now I'm in a school, and I'm teaching high school English to, like, kids to high school. And it's just weird to me because it's not the path I set out on. But like I said, I became a teacher because... I met a woman. I graduated college. I was supposed to go to law school. I wanted to take a break. I moved to a apartment in Bed-Stuy. I had a lot of roommates. It was only $600. That's like in a brownstone. So you know it was like 2009. Yeah. And this girl worked at ACS. And I worked at the shelter. She got me a job. I got that job. Then somebody else helped me get another job. And then one day I just decided to call my old school to see how everyone's doing. And they told me all the teachers became principals. So I called one. And then he asked me, do you have a job? I was like, yeah, but I'll still come. Next day I went, I got hired, and I put the principal as my reference. I think that helped. And I've been in education ever since, for 14 years now, since like 22.
Nice.
And then the principal, I should be a teacher now. I'm a teacher. I'm a whole master's degree in.
Oh, that's dope. You know, that is dope. So I got a two-part question. So as an educator, what is your biggest challenge as an educator? And then my second part of this question is, how was teaching during COVID?
Ooh, teaching during COVID was hard because I work in D75, so a lot of the kids are already kind of distracted or it's hard to focus. So being on a computer where you could just do everything, you don't have to pay attention. And a lot of kids didn't even show up because they didn't even have Wi-Fi or they don't have access. A lot of them are not, a lot of them are poverty homes. Some of them don't have homes. So it was a lot of issues. A lot of kids just choose to hang with their friends all day because a lot of them are in group homes. So that was hard. But the kids I did connect with, it really made us have a bond. Especially, it's like you see it into someone's life. So they got to meet my daughter. They got to see my house. I got to see their parents. So every day you have the parents standing. It was better a little because you got the parent like, do your work. Wake up. Get off the game. That part is good. And you get a glimpse to their life. And it kind of helps you understand them better. So you could be more hard or more linear based on what you see is going on. It made us really close. The kids, now that we're back in person, the kids are like really like on it. Like they feel like you're a part of their life now because you've been in their house.
That's
what was the other question?
Oh, the biggest challenge of being a teacher?
Getting the kids to care. Because a lot of them don't value, they just value like, what can help me now? So it's getting them to see like, this is a bridge that will help you in the future. Even though every day you give now is one day less in the future, you have to worry about this. So I'm very good at getting people to see things. So I think that's why I'm a good teacher, because I'm not the smartest person. Sometimes the kids are asking how to spell something. I'm like, baby, let me Google it, because let me get the dictionary, because I look up stuff in the dictionary or I spell it. And then, so it's okay. And then the kids teach me a lot. So I love working with young people. They keep you young, they keep you fresh. And they tell you when you're looking stupid. They don't care. They're very direct.
That is dope. You know, I like that. I like that you're doing, you know, being a teacher. That's really dope. You know, keep doing your thing, Lex. Keep doing your thing. But it's another thing that you. And you do music as well. So tell me, how you get into that? How you get to music and stuff like that?
Well, I always been doing music. Remember, I don't know, when I was in high school, middle school, we used to make beats and just sit there and freestyle. And we used to just crack jokes with each other. And I've always been good at making jokes about people. So that's how it started. And then back in the day, it was a big thing to have like a band. So I used to start a lot of girl groups.
Yeah.
I was always a rapper because I'm hanging out with a lot of Spanish girls. So they wanted to be like the, and I was more of the black girl that was, I was kind of dressed like tomboyish. I was the rapper. And then I started like at least four girl groups, and then I just make songs. So I've been making videos and songs for a long time. Dang, I didn't realize so long. Since like 2014, for real, like in the studio. But the songs I made lately are just like my diary. That's like getting everything out of here. So it's all freestyles and all one take. And I got a lot of backlash because people don't feel like it's real music because I didn't sit and perfect it or master it, the sounds. I just didn't care. I just like, this is how I feel. The next day I'm gonna shoot a video. The next day I'm gonna drop the video. That's it. But I'm trying to be better with that now.
Right.
I'm trying. So I haven't released music. I'm trying to really sit and think. And I see why real artists takes like so long, because if you sit and think about it, it will never be perfect.
That's a fact. Yeah.
So I kind of like the way I used to do it, but I'm trying to make it sound more appealing to others.
Nice. And you know, like I said, I watch your videos and you are very creative. You are very creative, and keep doing your thing, Lex. Keep doing your thing.
I'm gonna try. Nobody gets me yet. Nobody gets me.
So what other projects you got going on that you haven't mentioned yet?
So I just dropped the spring line. I just started making lotions. Oh my God. So I make body scrubs, body butters, and I just started making lotion. It is so much math and chemistry that I did not realize. So it's been hard. It's been fun. I'm the kind of person where I get bored easily. So I need to constantly do something. So it could be going to college. It could be, I constantly have to do something, edit, make a video. I'll be bored. I'll have 2 days to myself. I'm like, oh, I can make a song today and shoot the video tomorrow. And by Sunday, it could be up. Okay, what's next? I'm always like, I remember I walked across the stage when I graduated college. My aunt said, great job. What's next? And ever since then, like, that's been in my head. Like, what's next? What's next? What's next? What's next? What's next? It's bad because I'm very hard on myself, but it's good because it pushes me. It keeps me constantly evolving. Nice. That's all I have right now. I just have that. I have new music dropping, but it's no date because, like I said, I'm going to sit and I'm going to listen. I'm going to refresh it. That's the part that sucks about it, because I get bored. So I'll make a song and listen to it for 2 months. Like, all right, I'm already done with that one. I want to make another one. But that's what will be dropping. And I think that's it. I'm just going to start dropping, like, I like making, like, little images, like, commercials. I'm trying to get into skits and comedy. So I'm trying to do all that. But it's so, like I said, it's so much stuff I'm trying to do. I'm trying to just find something, three things to focus on, so I'm not, like, scattered.
I feel you. I can definitely see you doing skits for some reason. I definitely want to see you do that. Definitely. I look forward to that.
I'm just scared because my humor is from 2004. It ain't today's soft, kind humor. It's just like, it's a funny laugh. It's not like I'm trying to kill anybody. Like, I feel like nowadays you have to be so careful.
I'm
kind of nervous because I'm going to be myself, Ken. I'm going to be myself. And I don't know. I don't want to get canceled for being myself.
I feel you. I get that. You're not the only one who don't want to be canceled. Trust me. So what you have to say for anybody going to say, Raj, say something inspirational with, you know, with your music, the business, everything.
Believe in yourself. Always do what you got to do for you. If you have an idea, just do it. Don't wait for it to be perfect. Just go, because if you wait, you might miss your moment. So you just have to jump at the chances and opportunities you have, because you never know how long they're going to last or be there. or if you ever get that chance again. So I just say push, push, push. Believe in yourself. Even if you hate yourself, fake it till you make it. For real.
Nice, nice. So before you go, we're going to play a segment game called Six Random Topics. We're actually six random topics, and you give me a short or long response. Or however you answer them. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. What is your favorite TV show?
My favorite TV shows are old school shows like Star Trek, Murder, She Wrote, Sherlock Holmes, Monk. What else? Heat of the Night, Columbo. I like all old school stuff. And watching it as an adult, they are lit. These shows are lit. As a kid, I thought it was dumb. But now it's like the Jefferson Cheers. It's all the same shows we watch now. It's just straight to the point that the humor's off the chain. Like, they just say the racist things ever. But it's refreshing. It's not all like drill and, you know what I mean? It's refreshing.
Yeah. No, I agree
like that stuff.
I agree with you. When I look at old shows now, I get them now than when I was as a kid. So yeah, I completely agree with you on that. What is your favorite song right now? It could be new or old school.
It was different last week. my favorite song, I have two right now. It's Biddy McLean, Walk Away From Love. I hate to be a sad lady, but that's how I'm feeling lately with love. Like, I just gotta focus. Love, it might not be something that's in my cards. What's in my cards is the stuff I can see, so let me focus on that. So I like the song, because it's a song about loving yourself so much that you walk away from the idea of love. You just focus on loving yourself. And then it's gonna be Nicki Minaj, Ruby Red, The Sleaze. And lately, this Beyonce song, she'd be like, I'm alien superstar. I'm too sexy for you. I like that. And I just started liking that song. Because of TikTok, nice. It plays it over and over and over and over.
Nice. For me, I'm on my old school rave right now. Because Michael, because Outkast, first album. I'm speaking about Love Below. And stuff like that.
Are we getting old? Because I feel like my mother, she's like, this is the good stuff. And now
yeah. I'm beyond that. I hardly can listen to even new school artists either. I can't really listen to them like that. I'm not even gonna lie.
Only in the car. What's that? Ice Spice. I like certain tidbits, but the thing, I just can't get into it. It gets boring.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, the style is different this time of year.
They definitely changed up the vibe of music.
True. Not when I was making music. So what was the last movie you saw in theaters?
In theaters, it is that Note movie by Jordan Peele.
Dang. That's a while ago.
I know, but that I'm going to see The Little Mermaid, but I'm waiting for like the craze to die down. And I want to go to a particular movie theater where you can eat and stuff. So every time I look at the tickets, it's full. I'm like, I want to go to like the 11 o'clock a.m. movie or the last one. Like, why you have kids at the 11 p.m. movie? I just want to be in there without the crowd. I just want to be in there maybe like 10 people. When I saw Nope, it was like 8 people. No, it was crowded. Every seat was taken. And I didn't like it because I didn't enjoy Nope. Mm-hmm. So, and I went to the movies in Williamsburg, and I was like one of the only black people. Well, all the white people were laughing and stuff. I said, maybe I just don't get it. Because to me, it's funny. This is not funny to me. It wasn't funny. They was in there laughing, like, oh, they was jumping. I was just like, this is racist.
I heard a lot of people that like that movie for some reason. I didn't get you to watch it, but I'm going to check it out since now on Peacock. But I'm
check
watch
it out. It's different, but it just basically explains like the history of black people again.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's the part that I would get upset, because the black jokes the white people are laughing at. Maybe if I saw it at a different movie theater, maybe I need to go to more urban movie theater.
Yeah.
Because that movie theater was like deep in Williamsburg, like almost. And it wasn't a lot of, only the black people that was really there was people who worked there.
Yeah.
I didn't find it funny.
I know for me, the lab movie I saw with Little Mermaid, it was really good.
Oh, you saw it?
Yeah, I seen it. It was really good. Yeah, it was really good. I know I want to see Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, though. Of course, Spider-Verse, though. That one, I don't see that. No.
I'm going to watch it because I just got into the Marvel series.
Yeah.
Because of Endgame, like Thanos. I really like Thanos. If I could snap, I would be snapping. I like Thanos. So he made me get into that. So now I've been trying to watch him backwards.
I feel you. Me too, yeah.
So maybe I will check out that Spider-Man.
Oh, you should. All right, which what artist you wish to come out with a new album right now?
Nicki Minaj.
You know, it's crazy. Nicki Minaj just announced she got a new album coming out in October.
You for real?
I'm dead serious. She just announced it literally yesterday.
That's the only artist that I was hating on until I went to a concert. I forgot the name of it. WBLS concert. Not the,
Powerhouse.
And as I was sitting there, all these songs were coming on the radio, all these people were singing it. I was like, who are these people? Who's little TJ? Like, who?
Yeah.
Only people I knew was Joelle Santana and Nicki Minaj. And it made me realize, like, girl, you a fan, because I knew every single lyric. I was like, I didn't realize that I knew all the words. So after that, I just stopped hating. I was like, I'm a Nicki Minaj fan. So now I'm excited. Every time she drops something, I relate to it. Maybe because she's in our age range.
Yeah, yeah.
I think she's really good at grabbing the kids, but still saying herself. Like, she's not out here trying to shoot up guns and all that. She says it just to get the kids' attention, but then she'll move it all off.
Yeah.
So she's the only person I can see that I will listen and maybe buy the music. Mm. But I'm old, Ken. I still have a YouTube playlist. I listen to my YouTube playlist.
Me too. Me too. I got Spotify, a lot of old songs. So I completely get it.
I don't have Spotify, Apple. I don't have no music apps but YouTube. I listen to all my music on YouTube.
Dang. I mean, I got YouTube too. I know for me, to answer the question, Jay-Z, I'm looking for a new album. I do want a new album for Outkast. I want Andre 3000. I'm going to come back with Big Boy and then come out with a new album. Frank Ocean. Just
you never know. You never know. The Roots just what's that? The group, The Roots? Is that the
Roots? Oh, The Roots, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They just reconnected over the weekend at the picnic. So,
yeah.
Jay-Z's almost 60. Would you want to hear what a 60-year-old Jay-Z has to say?
I don't even know. And I thought other Cool J is not coming on the album, too. He up there in age, too. And, you know, I'm looking forward to that, too. So, yeah. I mean, I'm curious. What is your dream versus that you want to see?
Oh, I told you. It's no one I desire to see, but if I had to pick people, it's going to be Rihanna versus Beyonce. Because that's the only thing I can see myself sitting and watch. I want to see if Rihanna's going to be high. I want to see if Beyonce's going to lip sing it. How she going to do it dancing? Because Beyonce's a performer. What's she going to do if she has to just stand there and hold the mic?
Yeah.
I think that would be interesting. I think the internet would go broke, like break, if they did that. It probably never happened, though.
You never know.
It would be good to see Beyonce be like herself. Like, who knows how Beyonce acts?
I agree.
Back when I was younger, see, I grew up seeing an old Beyonce when I was trying to be successful, so she had to show herself. Now that she is successful, she don't really show her personality. So I want to see if she's going to be up this passing the blunt with Rihanna, are they going to be cursing? I just want to see how it's going to be.
I got to hold it. That'd be an interesting versus. I know for me, I got a couple, so I'm going to go fast with it. You know, LL Cool J, Will Smith, Jodeci versus Drew Hill, Boyz II Men, New Edition, and Jay-Z versus Nas.
Jay-Z's gonna win.
Yeah, yeah.
Jay-Z got way more songs than Nas.
I agree. I like Nas too.
I have Jay-Z lyrics that I got tattooed on me when I was stupid. When I was young. Can you even see? I don't even know how to.
I feel a little bit of it.
It's the dumbest tattoo. But now my brother passed away, so now I was gonna remove it, but he has it too, but he passed away.
Oh, thanks.
So I'm gonna keep it. But it's from Jay-Z songs, Big Pimpin'. That's how you know I got it really young.
Classic, that's a classic.
Yeah, I used to love Jay-Z. He's one of my favorite rappers.
He's my dude. All right, and last one. What is your dream venture, something that you always want to do?
You already know. I would love to travel all over the world doing pop-up shops, giving out products. I would love to have maybe a storefront, but like a factory building with apartments over it. That I could host for events, like selfie rooms, music video shoots, like an artist space, like something that changes a lot. I know I told you before, like I get bored being trapped. That's why I can't be a teacher forever, because I feel like I'm in a box. I really don't like that. I hope one day I could teach worldwide, like maybe teach how to make products, teach how to be an entrepreneur, something, because I want to be a teacher forever, but it might not be in a room. It might be like a coliseum. I might do shows like Beyonce and Jay-Z, teaching stuff. I would love to do that. And then I told you my dream job was to make music and tour only in the summer, like four big cities. And I disappear like Sade back into the And if you want to come see me, come to my factory where I have like shops on how to make body butters or like selfie rooms or like we might do like a smoking paint or like little stuff like that, like skating paint, just anything, speed dating, anything where we could do positive, bringing people together.
No, that would be
and
dope.
Grow.
Of course. That would be dope because anything possible. I believe that you could do all things. You got to put your mind into it. And just keep going. Just don't give up. I think anything possible. But Miss Lexi London, thank you for coming to the show. You're doing amazing things. And I look forward to everything you're about to do. So once again, thank you for coming to the show.
Thank you for having me, Kim. You gonna say it?
True. And you know, before you go, drop your social media where everybody can reach you and drop everything about your business and everything that you're doing.
All right, so to follow me, you can hit me up at Lexi London, the same name as the screen on Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, or Brooklyn Lexi, which is my new YouTube channel. Follow that YouTube because that's the only one I'm posting on. And you gonna put it up or you want me to spell it?
You can spell it, but I'm still gonna put it up. It's gonna be in the show notes.
So it's just Brooklyn Lexi, LEXII. And then Magic, my skincare products. I sell water bottle skin products, accessories, magicnaturalbeauty.com. And you can also follow the TikTok or the Facebook or the Instagram. I'm everywhere. Once you find one account, it'll link you to all the accounts.
All right, dope. And once again, thank you, Miss Lexi London, for coming to the show. And we'll be right back. Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman. Now, I am the host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And this commercial break is brought to you by Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast presents Spinoff Series Thursdays. And Spinoff Series Thursday is the new home for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Spinoff Series. That brought to you shows like A Conversation About News Podcast, The Old School Show, and Date Night Talk Podcast. And A Conversation About News Podcast is a music spinoff series where we talk about anything music, from the current music scene and the old school music scene, where we interview many guests that's in the music industry and artists about their music journey. We have a segment game called The Face Off, which is a versus inspired game. And we have roundtable discussion about variety of music topics. And y'all can check out A Conversation About Music Podcast every first Thursday at 12 a.m. Every first Thursday at 12 a.m. Now, The Old School Show that featured myself and the star Roddy Rod is a show where we discuss anything old school, from music, TV shows, movies, and many more. We also bring in guests to join in on the old school conversation. Y'all can check out The Old School Show with myself and the star Roddy Rod every fourth Thursday at 12 a.m. Every fourth Thursday at 12 a.m. And last but not least, we have Date Night Talk Podcast with myself and Miss Vanna B, where we talk about anything relationship related topics like love, dating, relationships, cheating, the good and the bad, and many more. And y'all can check out this spin-off series, Date Night Talk Podcast, every second and third Thursday at 12 p.m. So look out for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast presents Spin-off Series Thursday, A Conversation About Music Podcast, every first Thursday. The Old School Show with myself and the star Roddy Rod every fourth Thursdays, and Date Night Talk podcast with myself and Miss Vanna B every second and third Thursdays. And y'all can check out Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast every Sundays for the main series and every Thursday for spin-off series Thursdays. And thank y'all for checking out this commercial break. And now back to your regularly scheduled program. True! I just want to take the time to thank everybody for tuning in to this latest episode of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Thank you to my special guest, Miss Lexi London, for coming on the show. Y'all doing amazing things, and I'm looking forward to see what you're about to do. Check out her business, Magic National Beauty, right now. Support her, y'all. Y'all already know where I'm at every Sundays and Thursdays, Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. We're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Pods, and many more. Y'all can rate the show, 5-star rating on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Pods, and Podchasers. The more y'all rate the show, the more people know about Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, the main series of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Every Sundays at 12 p.m., we have two more episodes left of the main series of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Season 6. Two more episodes left every Sundays at 12 p.m. And now, Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast presents Spinoff Series Thursday, every Thursday at 12 p.m. with featured shows like A Conversation About Music Podcast. Check out the Season 2 premiere right now, every first Thursday at 12 p.m. Then Date Night Talk Podcast with myself and Ms. Vanna B. Season 2 premiere, July 13th, every second and third Thursday at 12 p.m. Then on June 29th, the Old School Show, myself and the Star Riding Ride, June 29th, every fourth Thursday after. So check out Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Presents Spinoff Series Thursday, featured shows like A Conversation About News Podcast, every first Thursday at 12 p.m., Date Night Talk Podcast with myself and Ms. Vanna B, every second and third Thursday at 12 p.m., and the Old School Show with myself and the Star Rider Ride every fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Also, y'all can check me out on the Premier Boys Podcast with myself, Aaron Keith Sands, the Star Rider Ride, and Long Live the Chief Mighty Bell. New episodes every Wednesdays at 12 p.m. New episodes every Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Y'all can also check out other shows from the Premier Podverse. We got Aaron Keith Sands Show, King Talk with Aaron Sands, every Friday at 12 p.m. We got the Star Riding Ride Show, Star Time, every Monday at 12 p.m. And then we got Long Live the Chief, Miley Mal, the Bridge Podcast coming in the summer of 2023. So check out all these shows in the Premier Podverse. If you want to be a guest on Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, whether it's the main series for Season 7 or Spinoff Series Thursday, y'all can see me, send me an email about yourself and everything that you do to my email, kenypgent@gmail.com, kenypgent@gmail.com, or hit me up on social media, ken_Mr. Gentleman. I repeat, Ken, K-E-N, underscore Mr. M-R, Gentleman, G-E-N-T-L-E-M-A-N, and we can set something up. And y'all already know what time it is. Time to bring back everybody's favorite segment. Time to bring back Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Shoutouts. We got shout out 5 shows and we give them their flowers. Last time we did this episode, we had 5 previous shows. Confident Cafe, Psychopath, The Wrong Show, Dope Interviews, and Jalisa Says. So check out the last 5 shows in the last previous week. And now we have 5 new shows for y'all to check out. First thing first, check out Bet the House Podcast, hosted by Big Smash. I ain't gonna hold you. This dude deserves way more credit. honestly, one of the hottest working podcasters in the game. And he got a good show, so check out Bet the House Podcast, Hoop by Big Smash. Yeah, check it out, y'all. Also, check out Wine Night Podcast 614, hosted by five women that talk about Battle Royale topics from drinking, vacation, sex, and many more. This is a real dope show, and check it out. Check out the new show that I just discovered called This Can't Be Life Podcast. And she just talk about things about stuff that happened in her life. You know, so far, this is a pretty brand new show. She got two episodes out right now. So check it out, so support. Next show that I will be talking about is What the F is Nana? You know, and y'all remember, Naya was on my show for season 3 and 4. And, you know, and she had a podcast that had been doing pretty good. She discussed battle royale topics from stuff for society and stuff about her life. She get very personal. So, you know, check it out. What the F is Nana? And the last show that I'm going to talk about is It's a Hard Night Life Podcast. And, you know, this show, you know, discusses valuable topics. And it usually collabs with other hosts, you know. And this is a pretty cool show. Check that show out, too. So check out the last, check out the five shows I just mentioned. Better House Podcast, Wine Night Podcast 614, This Can't Be Life, with F and Nana, and It's a Hard Night Life Podcast. And this is this week, Mr. Gentleman, Lifestyle Shoutouts. Y'all already know, add me on Good Pods, Ken, Mr. Gentleman. Y'all already know Good Pods caters to many independent podcasters. Just check it, you see what everybody listen to, get to rate each other's show, and we have the charts. And this time, we are doing Mr. Gentleman, Lifestyle Achievements, where we spotlight on everything that we are doing at the moment. And of course, we got the Good Pod charts. And at the moment, for top 100 shows, Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast is number 2 for top 100 shows. For society and culture, we are number 1. We've been number 1 for 9 days. And yeah, we also on top 100 episodes. We are number 3 for both indies and general charts for episode 121. Vibing with Opinion Lashes, hosted by the ladies of Opinion Lashes. You know, Jessica, Sonia, Don Marie. Check out the episode. That's a really good episode. Shout out to Opinion Lashes, you know, killing it. And yeah. And continue to support the show. Once again, thank y'all for always listening, sharing, rating, and everything. This really means a lot. And for real, thank y'all. For real, thank y'all. It really means a lot. Y'all already know, check out the official website of Mr. Gentleman, Like the Podcast, www.realmrgentlemanlikethepodcast.com. You can check out every episode, you can watch every video, check out every guest profile. We have now had 61 guests that came on Mr. Gentleman, Like the Podcast. Check out every guest appearances. We check out a major announcement on the season 6 finale that dropped in 2 weeks. You can buy merch from with T Public on the website. Yeah, or many other ways to support Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast. So check out the official website, www.realmrgentlemanlikethepodcast. And once again, thank y'all for tuning into this latest episode of Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast. And next week episode, we got the final guest for season 6. He is a podcast host. He actually doing pretty well, actually. And we're going to talk to him about the show and everything that he's doing. Do y'all want to know who it is? Y'all got to find out on next episode of Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast. Thank you for listening to this latest episode of Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast. Have a good day or night, wherever you're listening to this episode.
My name is Anna K. Hutchinson, and you're listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.